Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. It is a Thursday. Chad Herman. Adam Carter is out. Dan Cook is here. Laura Oakes giving us the news. I apologize for the way, the voice... The wheezing, the cough, the crud is still in the body, and I am loaded up on more drugs than usual. That's not easy, Dan, to say that.
It's normally a high bar to clear, and I think your voice actually sounds good.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you could, you know, kind of get some things done with that voice.
Excuse me. What are you doing later? No, see? You're not my type.
See?
You're not my type. You like James Bond.
I have seen the most recent one, by the way, and it's a fitting end to Daniel Craig's run. So I'll just say that.
Over. You're done with it? You've moved on?
I mean, it's good. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll be very intrigued to see who the next Bond's going to be. But the way that they wrapped it up was unique in the Bond canon, I'll put it that way.
Let's end it. Let's just move on. It was
what?
Fine.
What? Why would
Let's
you
just
do that?
Move on from James? It was fine.
No, you know, really, stop it.
Sean Connery, we should have quit right there. We'll get back to Bond talk later on this radio station. There is way too much weather talk. Way too much weather talk. Has been for, well, at a point when we were without this thing called electricity, and then these items called phones, a lot of the weather talk made sense. Since we've advanced a little bit, in my right hand right now, Dan, I hold this phone. And it allows me to check the weather when I want. Hot take, we don't need weather updates every 10 minutes, and that's what we do. Okay, we used to do it in the afternoons here. As somebody who was working the other place, I was like, thank you, keep doing that. So this is the show that without a doubt talks the least weather, and I'm just pointing out the station talks way too much. I'm sure the Brain Wizards appreciate that. But we are going to start the show talking a little weather. Make an exception. Because I want to hear from the masses, our people. And thank you as always for listening, even if you listen because we drive you nuts. You listen because you really like us. You listen because you detest us, but you can't stop listening. For whatever reason, thank you. And I mean that in all sincerity, I get that people are going to agree and disagree, but any amount of time you listen to us, it's appreciated by all of us. When we have this day, when it's biting out there, when it's, I mean, it's hard to say it's cold because in about a month, it's going to be about 25. But it is different out there today for the first time in the metro area. I know Colorado and the Dakota, because we just call it one. It shouldn't be North Dakota. It shouldn't be South Dakota. It's just Dakota. Parts of Dakota, they received a great deal of snow. But when this happens, and when you're out there, you're going to your car, you're taking the kids out to the bus, for Adam, the drug dealer stopping on by, whatever it might be. And it's not pleasant out. It's not like when we get to January and February and it's 42 below and we'll say, what are you doing? How are you holding up? And what is your job? And how awful is it today? But this is the first day when it's a reminder of guess what's coming. That's what it says to me. Guess what's coming, because we're going to get some pretty good weather this weekend and Monday. And I know it's staying in the 50s and 60s for an extended period of time. But this is just telling you, Dan, the fun is going to end soon. For me. Now, for others, when they're out and about, they think, fantastic. I love winter. I love the colder days. So sign me up for this. I am not in that category. I got it. Move. Get out of here. I like so many other aspects of this place. My kids are here. My family's here. My job is here. But it's 48 in Plymouth, and it feels like 40. No part of it. I wish this was our coldest day of the year, and boom, summer started back up. So, as a show where I think we talk way too much weather on this station, but we're going to make an exception today because I think this is, come here, guess what's coming. And I don't want any part of guess what's coming, but it's coming, and I'll be here. For you, what does this day weather-wise mean to you? And all throughout the show, again today, you have an opportunity to see Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. You don't just call in. If you call in now, Dan, what happens to you? What if you just call in now, you say, hey, I heard that guy with the voice that sounds a little different today, and I just call in and say, hey, I want the tickets. What happens to that individual today, Dan?
So I've got a button here, and if I push that button, it zaps your cell phone for a week. You can't use your cell phone for a week, so don't do that.
Your phone doesn't work.
For a whole week.
For an entire week.
Yeah.
That's – how long would you last, Dan, without your phone for a week until you were just –
oh, I mean, I wouldn't last 5 minutes. I wouldn't – yes. No. Yeah, no. But I also would never call a radio station and go, did I win the tickets? I mean, I'm just not going to do
that. But I wouldn't be shocked right now if you told me the phones are ringing.
You wouldn't be, but they're
what
not.
Was it?
They're not.
Yeah.
Moment, so.
Good. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate
that. Trained the audience, I believe.
Was it last week? Was it 2 weeks ago where the average person looks at his or her phone 96 times a day?
I'll be the over in that equation. Yeah.
I'm over.
Yeah, for sure.
I am over. The phone... if I'm addicted to anything, it's probably the phone. So what does this day mean to you, and why did I bring up Rolling Stones? Because the contest is, do you have the stones to get the stones? That means you need to call in or text, and we'd like some calls too. But Dan's a tough screener. 651-461-9226. And it won't be just on this. Because we'll get into some conversations, a little more depth, a little more serious, a little more controversial. And if you have something that stands out, your point of fact, your opinion, it's provocative, it's funny, it's interesting, it adds to what I said and you're agreeing with me. It totally goes against me and you just put me off to the corner because your point was so good. Do you have the stones to win Rolling Stones tickets? They're coming October 24th, the little stadium we call U.S. Bank. This weather means what to you? I want to hear from Dan, and I want to hear from all of you who are kind enough to listen. 651-461-9226. Wait a second. Where's William Shatner?
No way. You said that was just for yesterday's show. We're not doing that again. No way.
We're not.
Don't make me do that.
We're not going back to Shatner.
No, we're not.
Okay. Bill Guerin.
Barely got
through
that.
Wild General Manager
is going to
join us. Bill Guerin might want to hear some Bill Shatner.
I'm going to guarantee you Bill Guerin does not want to hear William Shatner.
Guarantee you. Okay.
Promise you.
We'll ask him that.
Okay.
ATF guest on a very concerning story in the Star Tribune. About guns and modified weapons. and the effect they are having on the criminal element in Minneapolis and a lot of other good stuff with topics a little bit more serious than this. We're going to say lighter in this first hour because I have a couple good topics for Jason DeRussia at DeRussiaJ on Twitter. He is about 10 minutes away. Okay, Dan, weather-wise for you, you're out and about, and a day like this means what to you?
Day like this today, and I had this thought as I was walking in, this is two things. One, it's officially hoodie weather, and I've been cheating because I've been wearing hoodies for probably the last week and a half, 2 weeks when it was...
You wear a hoodie borderline, if it's 94, there's an outside chance you get a hoodie.
I mean, I was cheating. It was a little too warm to be wearing hoodies the last couple of weeks, but I was doing it anyway. So, but it's official now. It's officially hoodie weather. Now I can wear hoodies the rest of the year and well into 2022. So I'm excited about that. The other thing is it's also officially Skyway time with downtown, especially today when you have the wind going. I know it's going to get a lot colder. I know. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's cool enough with the wind going and the wind tunnel effect downtown. Instead of walking the streets to get to work, now we're taking skyways from where I park to get to work as much as possible.
And also, and I have good friends of mine who are in this category, I am not in favor of getting rid of the skyways.
No.
I get the idea that when you go to other cities where they don't have skyways at all, there is more pace, there is more energy on the street level. We should modify our skyways. We should adjust the skyways so there's more ways to have our skyways at certain points descend a floor down and go to the street level. But as someone who works down there, not today, because I'm getting Q off the bus, and it's bitterly cold, no, I don't want the skyways taken away from me. And by the way, we've built up how many businesses on the skyway? If we don't have COVID, if we don't have the violence, which have changed downtown dramatically, what do we say to all those businesses that have boomed for decades and say, we're moving back down?
No, we're not moving.
I think there's a way, Dan, to me, we should have modified those skyways a long time ago. And it seems practical. It seems doable. This is one, it's kind of an R.T. Ryback kind of project when he was mayor. Doesn't seem like the last two mayors, Hodges and Fry, have pushed those ideas quite as much.
They haven't. Was Eric Dayton was the last one to make noise about it, wasn't he?
Oh, constantly.
Yeah.
Yes, he did quite often. Yeah. And by the way, for those who are sending me texts, looking ahead to 30 years after something that took place around Halloween, there will be no talk of that.
Come on. It's got to be a little
None.
Talk about it.
Not, no, zero. Zero. As long as I am working. And again, by the way, thank you to the calendar maker, because it's just one calendar maker. We know that. That October 31st is on a Sunday. So go ahead. Brad Lane and Lindsay Peterson and
All that means is we get to do the build up on Friday and the review on Monday.
None. There will be no talk. None.
Such a killjoy.
None. It's overblown. We've talked about it so many times.
Yes, at no point on this show do we ever beat anything into the ground. That's a rule on this show. We never do that.
I would never ever be known as someone who beats something in the ground. Never. I think for me it stands out because that was the start of the Jimmy Rogers era. And so I'm trying to block that out.
I can understand that for sure.
Basketball. Okay, what does this weather mean to you? Let's take some calls, read some text to Russia. He's coming up in less than 10 minutes. Paul is in Rockford. Paul, this means what to you, sir?
It's awful. I think I'm going to say wavelength as you are. It's just like the curtains coming down. It's like a tunnel of darkness for 6 months. I mean, it'll be like this in mid-April.
Honestly,
it's a long time, you know. I mean, I have family here, so that's why I don't go anyplace. I have grandkids now, but to me, it's just the beginning of the end. I just can't stand it. So that's kind of my.
Paul, would you like me friends? I mean, you sound like just a tremendous person. You've nailed it. That's what it means. It means
thank you.
Our joy and happiness is put off the side for half a year.
You can't do anything. It's over. So yeah, that's you and I are on the same page on this one, I think.
Yes, we are. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. Might be the smartest caller ever on WCC Radio, Dan. Scott is in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well.
Well, this weather means to me that, of course, be spending more time indoors. And as a creative person, I'll be doing more creative things.
Such as?
Well, artwork, music, writing.
Okay. Nice.
And so in the summer, you know, a lot of things come alive, a lot of ideas. And in the winter is a time to kind of hunker down and take what I've learned in the summer and put it onto the paper. And also, I know that our Scandinavian ancestors, of course, did a lot of agriculture. When the months were warm and the winter time, they occupied themselves with handicrafts, with making tools, making clothes. So it's a time of creativity.
Among these areas, Scott, and
yep.
Of the music, of the writing, of building and creating things, which one is your greatest skill?
Drawing pictures.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Scott, thank you so much for the phone call. Good luck over the next few months. It's a good way to look at it, Dan. It's going to take
very positive, which is rare for this show. I'm kind of surprised.
Very positive. Very different than the previous caller.
Yeah.
Who
was basically saying shut it down.
Just nailed it.
Yeah.
I work on a farm in southwest Minnesota. The weather means to me fall harvest and many long hours in the field. I bet it does.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Guys, last year on October 20th, we had 8 inches of snow. I am well aware of that because of what happened a couple days before. To this texture, hey now, getting busy in front of the fireplace.
Wow.
There we go.
I mean, you know, that's thinking positively.
Why not? Why not? Well, are you a traditional fireplace person, Dan, or are you a gas
person? No, I want to be traditional. That was one of the best parts of my weekend going up to this camp was that there's just fireplaces and outdoor fire pits everywhere. So no matter where I was going, I was trying to build a fire. It was fantastic. But yeah, no, you got to have the real wood and the whole bit.
Boom, one button, it starts. That's the way to go.
There's no feel. There's no smell. There's
no
vibe.
I could take the horse to work or a car. Advancements are okay. Chad, I knew you can't use tools, but maybe you could make tools.
Wouldn't it require tools to make the tools, though?
I think it would. I was going to say, is this like a 3D printer sort of situation? Many downtown workers, including this one, would stay at their desk over lunch breaks during cold weather if no skyways. Thank you. This means I'm going to have to start wearing long pants soon, still wearing shorts to work, and still have my windows cracked a bit at home. No furnace. I did turn the furnace on this morning.
Yeah.
Really sad how almost all the businesses are gone in the skyways downtown. I am too, Dan. And you know me. I loved going to the skyways and also the food trucks. And what COVID, most importantly, has done to downtown Minneapolis during the day. The crime problem we talk about all the time. We're going to talk about modified weapons at 2:35. We're not shying away from that. But when downtown started fleeing, it wasn't because of crime during the day. It was because of COVID. Downtown Minneapolis and other parts of Minneapolis and other big cities, including St. Paul, have enormous challenges with crime. And many of the areas are absolutely failing. But the reason why those businesses initially left was because of COVID. Are some of those businesses, Dan, staying away? Also, because of crime? Hell yes.
Probably, yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt. But, you know, I lived in Minneapolis in the 90s with the Wolves. I was down in Minneapolis all the time for 16 years. I've been working downtown for 12 years. I feel horrible for the hundreds and hundreds of businesses that had to shut down because of this. And I've I don't know if they're coming back. I don't think they have any.
Probably not all of them. I've seen a few. I've seen a few places that were closed for most of the pandemic that are starting to come back. But it's not a lot. And there were some that lasted. You know, there's that favorite pizza place of mine you know about was open the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
There's places in the U.S. Bank Plaza on the Skyway level that were open the whole time. But, yeah, no, there's no question it's had a major, major effect. So,
yeah, I'm down there off and on. And among the places I really like, the Naughty Greek has opened back up. But I could go through 20 different places I would eat at. And the times I've been down there recently, whether before the show, I really have to do it before the show because if you go afterwards, it's hard to tell. But most of them,
yeah.
And you're right, some are popping back, most of them are gone. And just magnify that by how many millions across the country, you know, with businesses and individuals. And that's why we raise these questions with guests throughout, including of late on when you have so many people leaving the workforce, you have so many people quitting, you still have so many jobs out there. I know yesterday, I talked to, in fact, three people who worked downtown yesterday, and they thought there was more activity downtown yesterday than they've seen in a long time. So maybe something is changing a little bit downtown. That would be nice to see.
That would be great.
Let's pause right here. Excellent. Contestants already for Do You Have the Stones to Win the Stones. You'll have many more opportunities throughout the show. Channel 4's Jason DeRusha is minutes away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.